I'm Kyle Robinson in the 104.9 MyFM Newsroom, being joined in studio right now with the captain of the Pembroke Lumber Kings, Brady Egan. Brady, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So right off the hop, the team's off to a really good start. First in the Robinson division there right now in the CCHL. You've been around this organization longer than most, and kind of walk us through what's maybe different compared to this year and than past years.
Yeah, like you said, I'm fortunate enough to be here. Well, technically it's my sixth year because I've played 2 years of U18, so I've been in the Pembroke organization for a while. But the biggest thing is just coming in as a young player. It's much different than your attitude as an older guy. You have different expectations each year. First year, you don't really know where you sit, or you know your role as a player, but it's always different when you go onto a team when you have so many of the same guys or whatnot. So just kind of like getting comfortable is biggest thing for your first year. Second year, you have a little more expectations because you've played a year. Your coaches or owners or whoever's there has seen you play. But yeah, it's basically leadership's gone more into my hands as I've played here the longer I've been. And like this year, I'm a captain. I've been associate captain for the last 2 years before that. So yeah, it's just been not more in your hands each year, but you just have more expectations, I think.
So with the captain, obviously, comes a lot of responsibility, especially wearing the C on the red and white. But you've strived that so far this year. You know, you're one of the leading point getters in the CCHL, so you've had a really banger year so far. From the captain point of view, what are your expectations for this team for the regular season? Obviously, like I said earlier, off to a great start, but there's still lots of season left to play.
Yeah, I mean, our next stretch is going to be tough. We have a lot of top teams we're playing in the next 10 games, and I think we have a great team this year. We have a little mixture of a lot of O2s, but we also have a lot of young guys. So the young guys have proven that they can play in this league, and I think we have a good shot at winning it, to be honest with you.
So looking to your post time here with the Lumber Kings, obviously you're a senior this year. What are your plans, you know, once this year is done?
My goal has always been to try and get a scholarship and play NCAA, but I've kept my options open. My brother's gone the CIS route, and he's playing in Thunder Bay, and the hockey is almost just as good. It's a little bit different because you have a lot of major junior guys going from the OHL to the CIS, and then, like myself, guys playing junior A and whatnot and trying to get those scholarships. But it's a little different this year just because they've given NCAA guys another year of eligibility, so it's a little bit harder getting that scholarship. But my goal has always been to try and get a scholarship, so that's where I'm aiming.
Is there any part of school that you kind of like want to fall into rather than maybe just play hockey when you get there?
Yeah, so when I get there, I want to take a general business. My goal is to be a firefighter when I'm older, and then once I'm done hockey, and own my own business on the side. My dad's done that, so I've had that little taste of what it's like to work a trade and whatnot, and I enjoy it, and I like working with my hands, so yeah.
That is the captain of the Pembroke Lumber Kings, Brady Egan, joining us in studio today. Brady, thank you so much for your time, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks for having me.